Now, the topic today is Taiwanese opinion of Americans. And I had a friend, he asked me, he said, "Jesse, what is it with Americans? Why is it that California and New York always vote for these Democrats? And from that, China just got bigger and bigger and bigger." Now, Bush also had a major problem with a lot of that, but I don't want to dive into this. He's asked, "What is it with these Americans? Why can't they see that Biden is owned by China, that China's gonna utterly crush the U.S.? Why don't they get it? What is it they don't see?" Because Taiwan's here. We know the Chinese. They come into our country and we talk to them. A lot of them are family members. I'm an outsider, but I'm here and I walk around the Taiwanese people. They read the Chinese newspapers because they're written in the same language. And they listen to Chinese news because it's in the same language. And a lot of people have friends in China that they're communicating with. And we in Taiwan see directly what's happening in China. I mean, we're looking over the wall, but we're right there on a big hill outside the castle, and we can see over the wall. We're not in the castle, but we can see over the wall and we see what's going on inside the castle. And as that's happening, the Taiwanese are smacking their foreheads saying, "Why do those Americans in California and New York keep voting Democrat? We don't get it." And they're asking me this question, not all of them. There's some Taiwanese that think that Biden is better because he talks nice and that Trump is an idiot. And I don't want to get into their different views, although it's very enjoyable to get their perspectives. No, they come from different backgrounds, but they are very good friends. When you have a very good friend who strongly disagrees with you about a few issues, and you can talk with each other and listen to each other, and you keep your friendship because you're involved in other things also. It's like I said yesterday, looking forward, forward thinking, looking forward, not forward to something, but just looking ahead and focusing on work and not talking things to death. As we continue those things, the political theoretical issues aren't such a damaging problem for the friendship because we've got work and cooperation and looking ahead to keep us on the path. So, I mean, if you're on a path of friendship is a path. And if you want to stay on a path, you've got to look ahead. You don't stay on the road driving the car by looking straight down. You have to have your eyes aimed up, and that makes a line for you to follow. You just think about it. You should kind of keep your eyes sort of on the horizon. And so, I think, was that in driver's education? They tell you that? You didn't take driver's ed. That's, sometimes when you choose a podcast observer, he's not always going to have. All right. Okay. And then we got a C-130. Well, some type of a carrier. I presume it's a C-1. I don't think it's a C-123. It's too big. I think it's a C-130. Yeah, the local C-130 is buzzing over. All right, it's passed now. So anyhow, where was I? Okay, yeah, forward thinking and friendship. So I get these different opinions, and it's very useful to get the opinions of people. I was just talking with a friend in Chicago. And he's inner city, and I was hanging out with these kids while I was at Moody, and now he's 30 years old, and he and I still have our disagreements about Trump. Well, we didn't have disagreements about Trump back then, but we're friends. And he's telling me, no, Jess, you're wrong about that. I'm like, I'm listening. I hear you. There's something to this. We have a gentleman's disagreement. And see, even that guy was telling me, yeah, Trump brought a lot of money. We got a lot of money that came into America, but he's inflammatory. He throws gas on the fire and gets everybody more angry. And he was great. I'd like the money to keep coming in, but he just kept making people mad. And that was his problem. And of course, he thinks that Trump lost, and we have a friendly disagreement about that. I predicted that Trump is going to be in office, and it's going to be ugly and nasty. But and it's like I tell everybody, when the rioting starts, stay home. Don't go out and help. As bad and scary as things are going to look when the riots start, we're talking somewhere from December 14 up through the inauguration, it's going to get crazy. So because there's going to be massive disappointment. And there's stuff going on in the news. Oh my goodness, it'll be wild. But I talked about that in the editorial at the Times. Look, stay home and stay calm. I've learned that from the Taiwanese. They're incredibly calm people. They're incredibly unoffendable. You can look at them and tell them they're wrong and they might listen. You know, I'm going to get into that tomorrow with the police officer I had a conversation with. It's very good to be able to listen to people we disagree with. But what I'm getting over here from the majority of the Taiwanese that I know all come back to questions about how California and New York can keep going for Democrats. It doesn't make sense to them. And to America, China is a theory. To Taiwan, China is a reality. Now, China is not the only issue to vote on for America. So Taiwanese have a very narrow scope of questions and concerns. But the answer is, it's not fun. Democrats, the liberal mind is very keen and aware of what issues we need to be dealing with. But the conservative mind is very keen on how to deal with the issues. And each one is good at their own thing, but they're not good at the other. And liberals don't know why governments have money. And if you try to tell them that people make a decision and that makes a rule and the rules affect life and life affects the economy and the economy affects taxes and taxes are where the government's money comes from. If you say that, no, they interrupt. The money's always going to be there. Right. And I don't agree. We're always going to be safe. Okay. So in other words, America's going to be the first country that doesn't fall. Everything ends. Woolworth ended, if you know what that is. Walmart will end one day. Amazon will end one day. Rome ended. Greece ended. Persia ended. Babylon ended. Everything ends. England, Great Britain, they were the superpower until World War II. They won World War II at the cost of being the superpower. They used up all their superpower to survive World War II. And so the mantle passed the United States, and we became the superpower. Well, how do you think Britain got its hands on Hong Kong? They were the superpower that China had the Opium Wars with. So, I mean, Britain controlled India, and then also, South Africa. There's so many examples in history where things fall, and the liberal mind doesn't believe things can fall. And the other issue that I pointed out is, but why in the cities, my friend says, why is it that in the cities, in LA and in New York City, why do they keep going for Democrats? And I said, it's a Jesse teaching that when we have our sphere of influence and we have our sphere of concern, there are things what we're worried about or we hope the best for, we're concerned about. And then there's the things that we can make a difference with. And the things where we can make a difference are not as big as the things we're concerned about. There's a lot of things we want to change but can't. But when our power grows so that we can influence more things than we care about, that's when we become corrupt and we start messing with people. That's when we start deciding that we need to worry about population control. And another way to put it is that we become corrupt when our power outgrows our hearts. And so we've got to keep big hearts. And maybe that's why I was talking about being positive and focusing on the future and work yesterday. That's why God raises up the influencers he does. See you tomorrow.